This is the Yob ConvoCast. One-on-one conversations with your other brother's authors, community members, supporters, and friends.
What's up, friends, and welcome back to the Yob ConvoCast, conversations with your other brothers near and far. My name's Tom, who leads this effort, and I'm so excited for someone on the further end of the spectrum because, you know, we're largely an American community, I will say that, but every once in a while, we find some gems across the pond. And he's been on the show a few times ago. We were just chatting before the recording. I had no idea it's been this long since the Enneagram days. It's our other brother, Daniel. What's up, Daniel?
Hello from the, did you call me the other side of the spectrum?
Yes.
The OG token international person, except for Canada. Hello.
you're like our international correspondent to catch us up on all things non-America. I hope you're ready to hold that mantle. It's basically you.
I shall try.
Yeah, do your best. We're going to catch up on a lot of things with Daniel. You know, and I always have to clarify because I think we've had three Daniels on this podcast.
No.
So you are the OG Daniel, let it be known. You're the original Daniel, the one that's been around since almost the beginning. You've been around for many, many years in the Yob community.
Yeah.
Do you want to just reintroduce yourself to the listeners who might be new, who haven't like listened to you in a while or have no idea who you are? Give us a little elevator pitch on Daniel.
Oh gosh, you didn't ask me to prepare for this.
I know, it's spontaneous. Like if I were just to say, who are you, Daniel? Tell me about yourself. What would you say?
Hello, I'm Daniel. I am turning 30 this year, which is such a big thing. You need to talk to me about what it's like being in their 30s. I am originally from the Philippines, but I live in London now. I've joined Yob since 2016, I think, when it was still like a little Facebook group with a lot more drama and a lot more spontaneous things. And since then I've been going to the retreats. I've contributed a little bit in the blogs. And how many times I've been in the Yoblog? Do you still call it? No, not Yoblog. It used to be called Yoblog, but now it's called ConvoCast. I think it's the third one already.
We do still have the Yoblog. The Yoblog is the bonus podcast with cut content from our Yobcast, which we haven't done a Yobcast in about a year. And so that's been on hold for the moment. So the ConvoCast, though, you are back. You're right. For the third time, at least.
Was the Enneagram series a Yobcast? Or a ConvoCast?
That was a ConvoCast. That was the first ConvoCast series that we ever did. That was a couple summers ago. Last summer, we did the sexuality series across the spectrum. And I have no idea what we're doing this summer yet. I'm assuming if we are consistent that we'll do another ConvoCast series this summer. So stay tuned, listeners. I still have no idea what that's going to look like.
Exciting.
Yeah, but it's exciting. I should say at the top, that was a very good elevator pitch, Daniel. Thank you for sharing a little bit about your life. I want to share before we go any further, though, because I feel like you love all things AI and techie and just kind of where technology is taking us and internet things. It's kind of part of your work, I guess, is just keeping up with the tech side of things.
AI helped us organize the virtual retreat. What do you call
it? I know. We called it Flock this past year. Yeah, we had a virtual event called Flock, and Daniel basically asked AI to plan it for us. And it gave us prompts and it gave us exercises and questions. And you asked it to design like a logo for our group chat when the leaders were talking about it. And it came up with this really beautiful, like rainbow colored sparrow symbol or something. It was just like, it was really great. It was an awesome little treat when AI was still so new last year. I mean, my goodness. It's come so far. So Daniel, I have Zoom has AI capabilities and we have AI companion currently running on this recording. And so what I thought would be fun is that at the end of this call, we can ask AI to summarize the podcast or we could ask it any other questions along the way. But at the very end, at the very least, I'd like to ask AI to summarize our 30 minutes together, and then we'll just read it off and see how accurate it was.
A little bit creepy, but exciting.
Yeah, we could ask it any other omnipotent questions, omniscient questions, and see how omniscient it is, rather.
Wow, are you describing AI like God? Omnipotent, omniscient?
It's not omnipotent, and it's not omniscient, but it's got a lot more knowledge at the ready than neither you or I do, so there is that.
What's the other O for God? Omnipresent.
Omnipresent, yes. There we go. Got it all. So that's a little sneak peek to see what's to come. We'll see how well AI can put this podcast together. Maybe from now on, I should just ask AI to write the podcast description, so that just saves me.
Yeah.
Who knows? Probably have to tweak it a little bit. I don't want to I don't want to remove all the humanity out of my podcast descriptions that I type. At least for this one, I might tinker with that. But you mentioned, Daniel, that you are in London, and I realized, you know, it's been a while since you've been on these airwaves, so we have a lot to catch up on. You've been sharing this on our European African centric Zoom calls the last couple times you've been able to be there, but you have a big life update. What's your life update?
I think last time I was on the podcast, my life update was I got a new driver's license. And I was applying for permanent residence, which is equivalent to a green card in the US. But now I am officially a British citizen with a British new passport. So I'm now dual nationality, Filipino-British.
You are Filipino-British. That is so exciting.
I know. And that comes with so many privileges you don't even know. Let me
tell
you.
Tell our ignorant American audience, what are you now able to do in this world?
Let me tell you your privilege as a first world passport holder, as a Filipino citizen with a Filipino passport. It's so hard to travel. And, you know, I'm an Enneagram 7 and I love traveling, but it's so hard to travel in order to get visas everywhere. And actually the hardest country to get a visa is your country, the US. You need to apply for, obviously, a slot in the embassy, the new US embassy that's like a literal fortress. I saw a video the other day. You should Google it. It's actually really interesting. It's like, it's a modern castle on a mound in South London, and it has a moat, it has trenches, but it's like a modern version of a castle, because like the moat looks like a little pond and the trench looks like a little forest. But yeah, so I needed to produce like six months of my bank statements, my employment letter. I need to book my ticket and plan everything, print it out. So it basically, like when I go to the consulate, I bring like 100 pages of documents.
Oh my gosh.
They interview me, they get my fingerprints. So like basically the whole world has my fingerprints now. And yeah, it like especially for Europe, when I go to Europe, it expires like in 3 weeks. But now I have a British passport and I just literally wave it and I get in the country.
Wow, you are so powerful.
It's the Enneagram 7's dream.
So that is, yeah, that is an awesome thing. Congratulations. I'm so glad that you are official now. So the big question then, Mr. Seven, is where are you traveling? Do you have your sights set on places over there in Europe, since you've been like isolated on that Isle of Great Britain?
I put like my new passport just like by my work desk. So I was like, I get inspired by travels. And just one week, I was like, I'm going to randomly fly to Barcelona this week. So it was a Monday. I booked the ticket on a Monday. I booked my hotel on a Tuesday and I flew on the Friday. And I was in Barcelona living the Cheetah Girls movie dream. I don't know if you know about that.
I know the reference. I've never seen it myself, but that's fun.
Yeah. My reference for Rome before was the Lizzie McGuire movie. So my reference for Barcelona is the Cheetah Girls movie. And yeah, so that was my first spontaneous trip. I could just do that now when before I cannot. My next trip, I think I want to go to the Netherlands in spring to see the tulips. I love seeing the pictures there. And I'm also going to the Taylor Swift concert in Austria.
Wow.
In August. Because you all know how crazy hard to get Taylor Swift tickets are. And it was so hard to get tickets from London. I decided, oh, I'm going to get tickets from another country. So I pre-registered in Milan and in Vienna. And I got to both. So I decided to go to Vienna instead. And what else? It's also my 30th, as I said, this year. So I'll probably go somewhere, I think, with a couple of Yobber friends as well, somewhere in South America.
And, wow.
Yeah. And a big thing as well is the European retreat / mini holiday.
Mm-hmm.
And that's part of the reason why I'm here. This is an
ad. We're here to advertise.
To come to the European retreat with me.
Yeah. And that's honestly such a good segue of just like all the places you've already started seeing and that you're going to see this year. And like embedded in all of that is this notion of putting together a YAB retreat for the other side of the world, because we've thrown together five of them here in America going back to 2018. And you've been able to come to most of those, which has been awesome to have you over on this side of things. But it's kind of this cool concept. And you really are such a pivotal figure in all of this, Daniel, because you've been with us from almost the beginning and you happen to live on the other side of the world. And we've got a growing little population over there in the UK and in parts of Europe and Africa even. And so it's cool to see this possibility being thrown together. And so if nothing else today, yeah, we're just letting people know, for anyone listening, whether you happen to reside in America or particularly if you don't, that there are, and this is hopefully the beginning, is like hopefully it's only going to happen more often and more. The more we grow and the more people, the more followers we gain and the more supporters we get on other parts of the world and other countries to, have other retreats and get togethers going. So I'm excited to, flesh that out with you here today and tell the people what's potentially coming here soon.
Yeah. So calling all Europeans and non-Europeans, I know you're out there. I know there are lurkers out there. I've talked to some of you. You know who you are. Email me, daniel@yourotherbrothers.com.
Mm-hmm.
But yeah, I think FOMO is the main reason, but because I'm not able to go to the US retreat every year. But yeah, it would be a good thing to gather everyone. And I love, I guess we have a little bit of that in the US retreat because the US is just so big. But just people from very different cultures, very different languages, just come together and learning from each other and seeing, you know, hearing their life experience. It's such a great place to be in a place like that.
Very nice. Daniel@yourotherbrothers.com. There you go. There's the contact. So what is the game plan, Daniel? Do you have something set up, or do you have a time frame you're looking at, or a location? Like, give us the scoop on where you are putting this together.
Yeah, we're looking at this summer because somewhere in the Mediterranean as well. It's European Mediterranean summer.
Ooh.
So good. I mean, the lesbians have their own Greek island. Like, what is the Greek island for the gay?
Are you gonna stake out a Greek island?
Yeah. Do you nice. Know where the word lesbian comes from?
Of course. From Lesbos.
The day.
Yeah. The Isle of Lesbos. Yeah.
The Isle of Lesbos. So if the Isle of Lesbos is for lesbians, what is the Isle for gays? Big question.
Gay Island. Just stick it up. Or SSA Island, if you prefer. So the Mediterranean, that's, so you are like full on, definitely rolling with the new passport. You are putting it to good use. You are ready mm-hmm. to go, truly ready to yeah. retreat somewhere. Yeah.
We already have a couple of guys sign up, and we are also have interest from the US, and guess who's the number one person that messaged me from the US.
I have no idea. Can we say their name on this public episode?
My fellow Enneagram 7.
Oh, we have a fellow 7. Yeah, like I think you guys are the only two. Someone in our community. Yeah. That's hilarious.
Of course, my fellow Enneagram 7 is the first one that's going to message me.
He knows who he is. Yeah, we've only got a couple of you guys. That's awesome. So, okay, this summer 2024, the somewhere near the Isle of Lesbos. That's the approximation mm-hmm. point, but we'll see where that takes you. And like, do you have any sort of approximate deadline that you would like to hear from people or receive compensation, a commitment to go?
ASAP.
ASAP. Okay, there we go.
And we also have material straight from Asheville, North Carolina. Shout out to LaRue, which I asked if I can use his name, but he's
okay. I was about to say, do we have to bleep that?
No.
Okay.
So I messaged Tom. I was like, I'm trying to organize this European retreat holiday thing, and I have some props, you know, from over there. And he was like, yeah, sure. And LaRue was visiting him or also around that time, and asked, oh, could you give it to LaRue, and LaRue would give it back to me. And so I went to his house to collect it, and there are like 10 pieces of rocks.
Yes.
That LaRue carried in his hand luggage. Mm-hmm. Did you know that? It was in his hand luggage.
Got a nice little workout. I thought it
was going to be a little banner or something, but there were banners and like calling cards and stickers and yeah, thanks for the merch. But like, there were like 10 pieces of rocks.
Yeah, I hooked you up with some stones. They're not rocks, they're stones from the Yabbers retreat, and has like our symbols, our values on them, and some other Yab merch. So I hope it like makes it feel as official as it can be for a retreat that's happening thousands upon thousands of miles, if not kilometers away. From where these retreats usually happen. Yeah, that's really cool. I'm glad you're starting to hone in on this. What is your anticipated, do you have an anticipated population, a number of Yabbers to be attending this event?
No, not really. I mean, a small event could be fun as well. I mean, even with the people that we have now, I think it's going to be fun. But mm-hmm. yeah, just opening up the door to anyone else. If you're not a Yabber yet, that's fine. Message me and let's see what we can do.
Yeah, maybe we can get the lurkers, the European lurkers out there to maybe become a Yabber down the line. Maybe you can pull them in on this mystical island wherever you wind up. And maybe they'll join the Yabbers.
Speaking of LaRue, so LaRue is used to be a London Yabber. He's my first ever gay friend. We met in 2017 and we met through Yab. It's making me emotional because he has left London now to move to South Africa. We went to this conference called True Freedom Trust Conference last year, and it's like, it's a side B that I don't think they identify as side B, like side B organization. And I met a lot of people there, and like they talked about Yab and they talked about being lurkers. So you know who you are. And they actually, I think I sent you this picture. They actually have Yab as their recommended resource in their resource material. And they had this like funny description of it. Do you remember the description?
Oh, when you mentioned this organization, I was like, I'm totally bringing up that picture that you sent me. Cause yeah, you sent a picture of the brochure or whatever the materials were, and it said something like really good content if you can get through the beginning, if you can get through the beginning conversation or the beginning banter or something like that.
Yeah, I was like don't mind the beginning banter. Like, they have good stuff in the end, something like that.
I was like, man. So, and I heard this is like all, and they're referring to the Yobcast episodes, not so much the ConvoCast episodes, but like the Yobcast episodes, typically, yeah, we will take 10, 15. And granted, it used to be like 30, 40, I would say, back in the day. We would take like the first part of the episode and just talk and have fun and like whatever's in the news or whatever's going on in our lives, and just kind of have this fun little conversation first before we dived into like the main topic of whatever it was. And so I've always heard the feedback like, you guys need to just get right to the topic already. Or you need to, but then I would also talk to other people and they're like, no, like we love getting to just sit in with you guys. And like, life doesn't have to be so serious and heavy all the time. Yeah. 'Cause this community is like, yeah, we talk about heavy things in this community. And so for me, it's always been this balancing act of like, how can we get to the point, so to speak, but also like, can we enjoy each other's company for a minute? Can we just like sit and laugh for a moment? But some people's cup of tea, they just want to skip right ahead to the main event. They don't want to hang out. They have an agenda. They just want their agenda to get covered. So
whatever. But still, shout out to TFT.
I still am appreciative. Yeah, I'm still appreciative for them to include us. That's really special. That's really awesome that they would put our podcast in their resources. Super cool. But that also, I was going to comment back on LaRue who indeed came to visit. And I love that, yeah, you guys were able to connect in another country, on another side of the world from anything that I'm so America focused and just focusing on my little corner of the world. It really is a testament to what God is doing. Like,
yeah,
when you don't even like, I feel sad about this now. Like, I never prayed that someone in the UK or someone on the other side of the world would find our content just to begin with, and then B, find other supporters and other friends and other people walking a similar faith journey to be able to become friends with and associate with in this life. And so the fact that that happened for you guys is just super special and such a testament to how big God is, how much bigger than AI God is. Truly omniscient and omnipotent.
But yeah, that's why I'm so thankful of Yob. And that's the power of, you know, of this and these retreats that we're having. I know people in the US, people met each other that eventually started living together and being more closer friends and all of that. And so it's just, you know, a good opportunity. And I think another thing that we want to develop now in Yob, you know, in your other sisters, is, you know, the diversity of the people. And I know the reach is also quite diverse, and some people might not be able to relate as much to American culture, American queer culture and stuff like that, and or even just Western culture in general. I know I met some people from Eastern Europe who are maybe not as comfortable in using the words that we're using the words gay and all of that stuff. I was in the Philippines just last December, and I met another Yobber from there as well. And we were just talking about, yeah, you know, cultural differences. And yeah, it would be great to have a place where we could meet together.
Yeah, no, I love that. That's so awesome. I feel like this could, yeah, just only be the beginning. Like, let's get a European retreat going this summer and see where that goes, see where that takes us. I am personally curious, Daniel, what your plan is for the layout of this retreat. Have you been thinking about either things that you've experienced at our USA retreats that you would want to do, or are you just thinking like completely different things? Are you thinking just hanging out the entire time and nothing's really organized? It's just hanging out sort of a retreat, or like what, without like spoiling it too much? 'Cause I think you would want people to just show up and experience it rather than know exactly what's happening the whole time. But I'm curious what you're thinking of as far as this retreat goes.
I'm being quizzed by the headmaster now.
Yeah.
Well, first, the first order of business, we're going to scrap the no nudity rule. This is Europe.
Whoa.
No, I'm just kidding.
It's like the nude beaches of Europe. That's the vibe you're going for.
No, I'm just kidding. Yeah, I think it will mainly depend on how many people come. So if it's right. like a little gathering, maybe less than five, so it will be more of like a holiday five. So just like going around together, having experiences together and sharing each other's stories, you know, and just having fun. And if we get more people, then it will be, I guess, more of an organized activity thing. But yeah, I'm thinking, well, shout out to the people who have already expressed their interest, you know, asking people to lead like a session or share something or share and do an activity. But yeah, just a chill. This is the first ever thing that we're going to do. So yeah.
So no pressure. Yeah, no pressure. You know, I remember it wasn't a Yob retreat because Yob hadn't formed yet, but like me and my fellow co-founders, when we booked a retreat together, there was 10 of us. This was the summer before Yob was founded in 2015. Like I had never planned an event like that before and I had no idea what it would be. It was 10 people largely meeting for the first time. So it was like, what do? Like you have to, I feel like there has to be some sort of flow to it. Like have opportunities for us to just hang out and be together and let natural conversations form. But then also because we're all from the internet and we're all meeting for the first time, like I figured we should have some organized discussions. So kind of like you were saying, like I asked, I think two guys to just like share part of their story. And so they had like an hour, 30, not even an hour, like 30 minutes, maybe just to share some part of their story with everyone. And we could ask questions and just kind of riff for a little bit and just sit. It was so chill. Like we were sitting, I can still visualize it. We were sitting on a porch of our little Airbnb house looking out over a river down below. And so it was just like this really chill, lax vibe that a couple guys got to share some things. And like, I remember we did I think we did like these written affirmations where we like took a couple hours and everybody had a sheet of paper and we just kind of took turns, just like, it was like high school signing people's yearbooks or whatever they call it. In Europe, I don't know I think they call it something else in Europe. You know what a yearbook is?
I didn't grow up in Europe, so I wouldn't know.
Oh yeah, you didn't grow up there. Anyway, yeah, it was just an opportunity for us to like sign each other or like write words of affirmation on everybody's paper and just like, yeah, just share what we see in them, what we value in them. And it was just like really special. And that was the extent of it. Like we went into town, I think, and had dinner and we cooked meals together. I think that was a great bonding moment too, just to cook together. And I think we played some games and stuff like that. And so it was mostly chill, but it's so cool. Yeah. When you have much less numbers, cause when we have our USA retreats, we have 40, 50 guys show up and practically speaking, it's just not as cozy just from that standpoint. When you zoom out that much and there's that many bodies in the room, there's just, I feel like you can do a lot more, intimate things, for lack of a better word, with 10 people or less. Like I think that's a really sweet cozy little size. So regardless of how many you get, I hope it's a fun bonding time for everybody, whatever you guys wind up doing.
I remember because you did this leadership retreat things often as well, and I remember during the older podcasts that are sadly not up anymore, you were like recording like with a campfire. And
yeah
that was cute.
Yeah, we did a camp. Yeah, we I totally forgot about that. We did a camp out podcast where you could hear the crickets in the background because we were like in the middle of, we were literally in the middle of the woods in a tent. So we did a podcast from there. And then I remember distinctly at one of those leadership retreats, we had like seven or eight of us sitting around the microphone. And we just kind of had this round table discussion. I don't even remember what we talked about, but that was really cool too. Yeah. Just to get so many voices in the room all at one time. Cause getting seven or eight people on a Zoom call, that is chaos. Like when would someone know when to speak? Like that's just too much to do on a Zoom call, but in person, and you can read body language and you can see who's ready to talk and who's, you know, and it's like easy to not speak over someone else. Like that was really cool. So I wouldn't mind, yeah, having that happen again at some point. Maybe that can happen.
Well,
again.
Maybe we can record a little convo cast in the Isle of Lesbos with the waves and the seagulls. And
could you though? Honestly, if you have the bandwidth to record even like 15 minutes of just you guys talking about something. I think that would be cool.
Oh, I know. And you actually hear British accents because they don't have one.
I know. Too many American accents on this podcast. So I would love that. You know, this is honestly, I get so excited thinking about stuff like that. I get the sense that too, Mr. Seven, you love imagination, you love vision, you love thinking about new possibilities, I feel. And so this is fun just to flesh this out a little with you.
Yeah. And I also remember from our last podcast recorded last year, you said that you might be going this year to Europe, but I don't know where that's at.
I've got, you know, Daniel, little inside knowledge. I've got little price alerts that alert me when flights to London look promising or other cities too. You know, I won't name other cities, but I've got some price alerts set for just being aware of what's happening and what's out there. Cause I made it a mission this year to escape America during its election season. So my plan, we have an election here in November for those that don't know. And I'm thoroughly planning on not being in America when that whole thing's going down. So I'm looking to spread my wings and fly. So whether it's to London or elsewhere, who knows? Stay tuned.
You know, there's elections like all over the world this year, which is a crazy thing.
Yeah, that is crazy to think that, yeah, the whole world's governments could be turning over. Crazy. Crazy things.
I can go to Poland with you and do a pilgrimage of your people. You said you're Polish, right?
I'm Polish. Yeah. Poland's on the list. Absolutely. But here's the thing. Like I have this vision, and this could be as soon as next year. Who knows? Next year or the next 2 years. Like I have this vision of spending an entire summer just backpacking around Europe. It's been a dream of mine for years and years and years now to take a couple months to just go around Europe. And I could certainly tie Yob into it and like hang out with Yobbers along the way, or record podcasts along the way, or I don't know, figure out a way to make it simultaneously recreational, but then also, you know, business, like wear my business coat and make it a business trip. Cruel summer. And yeah, I've got family relatives in Poland, and you're in the UK, and we got all kinds of things, all kinds of people spread all over Europe. So I'd love to make that happen.
Well, I actually have two extra tickets, speaking of cruel summer, to Taylor Swift in Austria in August. So if you want to take one of them.
Whoa, that's wild. Stay tuned, everybody. Daniel, this has been fun. Did you have anything else about the retreat that you just wanted to pitch out there to our lurkers listening?
Yeah, I mean, email me at daniel@yourotherbrothers.com. Whether you're a yobber, whether you're a lurker, I want to get connected with you.
Yeah, if you happen to live in Europe or even like Africa or the Middle East, I mean, I don't know if we have anyone in the Middle East, but anyone out there on that side of the world, if you want to reach out to daniel@yourotherbrothers.com, he would be delighted to get an email from you. So I hope, I hope this comes together. I hope it comes together in a really awesome way. I hope you guys, however many show up, I just hope this, where two or more gather in his name, right?
Amen. Preach it, sister.
Absolutely. All right. So let's ask AI how how this went. So I'm going to read how AI summarized this podcast here today. All right, here we go. Are you ready, Daniel?
Let's go.
Based on this meeting transcript, Tom and Daniel discussed the possibility of organizing a retreat for the Your Other Brothers, (YOB) community in Europe. They mentioned the growing population of Yob members in the UK, Europe, and Africa. They expressed their excitement about the potential for more retreats and get-togethers in different parts of the world. Tom shares his vision of backpacking around Europe and connecting with Yob members along the way. Daniel invites anyone interested to email him at daniel@yourotherbrothers.com. Overall, the meeting focuses on the idea of fostering community and creating opportunities for connection among Yob members.
That's pretty good.
Pretty good. Good job, AI.
And it also connected Yob to your other brothers, because we didn't explicitly say that Yob means other brothers.
Yeah, that is so crazy. Because the first time in the description that your other brothers is mentioned, they did put Yob in parentheses. And then after that, it just says Yob. So it knows that your other brothers is Yob. Wow. AI is so smart.
I'll ask, are there any Greek islands for the gays? As an AI language model, I don't have real-time access to current information or the ability to browse the internet. However, there are several Greek islands that are known for being LGBTQ-friendly, such as Mykonos and Santorini. These islands are vibrant nightlife and welcoming atmosphere to the LGBTQ+ community. It's always a good idea to do some research or consult with a travel agent who specializes in LGBTQ+ travel to get the most up-to-date and accurate information. There you go. Mykonos and Santorini, which, funny enough, but one of the guys suggested Mykonos. So,
whoa, Mykonos has the momentum right now. So we'll see if you guys wind up there. But you guys can just email Daniel; he'll keep you updated about where things are going. And yes, who knows? Maybe we'll hear a snippet of this retreat in a future podcast endeavor, or at the very least, come back, Daniel, and just tell us how it went. That would be cool.
Sure.
All right, brother. Thanks for coming. If anyone out there, yeah, definitely wants to reach out to Daniel, you can do that. Also, comment on the blog if we should take the retreat anywhere else. You know, we've done 5 retreats now. We've done all of them in the southeastern United States, which is very convenient for me as someone who lives in the southeastern United States, which is why we've always done that. But I'm getting a bigger imagination now to think that maybe we should take the retreat on the road or take it elsewhere or see retreats happen elsewhere. And so I ask the listeners to tell me where we should go. So please comment on this episode at yourotherbrothers.com and tell us where we should go for this retreat.
Like, comment, and subscribe.
Absolutely. All the things. Thanks, brother. So good to have you on.
Well, thank you.
Enjoy the stones. Goodbye, everybody. Until we cast our next convo, see you later.
Bye-bye.
Well, Daniel, it was so good to have you back. I'm so sad it was that long ago that you were here, but I'm glad we fixed that, and hopefully you'll be back again before another Daniel can take your spotlight.
There could only be one.
OG Daniel.
Can we just do a Daniel, like, clash podcast or whatever?
Whoa.
A battle, battle royale.
Yeah. And now in this corner, Daniel. And in this corner, Daniel. And over there, it's Daniel. Yeah, that would be fun. That would be so confusing. Oh my gosh. Don't even know how I would handle that. We'll see. We'll see if we can get, we still have more Daniels out there to get on the show though. So maybe we can rope in another Daniel or two to get on the show.